Hi, this is Stacy Keach, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest, Ed Asner. Ed Asner, the actor known around the world as Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and his own spinoff series, Lou Grant. Ed's new book, Son of a Junk Man, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood, is a charming, funny, and often very poignant look at Ed's life and career, from his colorful childhood as the son of a junk man in Kansas City to his spectacular acting career, which spans the golden age of film and television and continues to this day. Son of a Junk Man includes many great stories about Ed working with the likes of John Wayne, Sidney Poitier, Paul Newman, Sidney Pollack, Sidney Lumet, Anne Bancroft, Maureen Stapleton, Lily Tomlin, Stockard Channing, and of course his castmates on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant. Son of a Junk Man, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. This is going to sound stupid, Ed. I think of you in
terms... It doesn't sound stupid so far, but you haven't said it.
No, I'm a writer, so sometimes I pause before I ask questions, you know? I mean, I knew about the El Salvador controversy, and I knew the effect that had on the Lou Grant Show. What I was not aware of was the extent it affected you professionally in your career. As a fan of yours, to me, you've always been on television or in movies.
Yeah.
I did not realize how much it hurt you professionally to the point where you were blacklisted.
Yeah, I wasn't totally blacklisted, but the jobs, the income dropped. And it took a while to get over the so-called taint. But I survived.
Well, you more than survived, but to me, it's, you've all, we talked about how you've always believed in doing the right thing. That's a value, that's a work ethic, that's a personal ethic that you learned from your father, and you try, and you've always lived by that throughout your life. And it's easy for anyone to say, yeah, I would do the same thing, but you don't know what you're going to do until you're called on to do it. And
that's right.
You know, and I'm not just talking about the El Salvadorian controversy. I'm talking about, you know, leading the Screen Actors Guild when you did. Not everybody would put themselves up for that and put themselves on the line the way you did. And I respect you for doing that. I'm not sure if I were in the position, I would have done the same thing.
Oh, yes, you would. You're in that position. You're stuck, pal.
Of course, one of the things I learned in Son of a Junk Man is in the last few years, SAG and AFTRA merged. But you were ahead of your time because you called for that back in the 80s, and the industry wasn't ready to do that until much later.
And they still haven't done it the way I want it done, but beggars can't be choosers.
Well, look, progress is slow, but when it happens, we recognize it, is what I'm trying to say.
God willing.
Yes, God willing. And of course, we're talking to God Almighty, you know.
I hope you get to see that show.
I need to see it. I know you'll be coming to Solvang.
Yeah.
In May. Solvang, that's not too far from where I am in South Pasadena, but... So I'm going to make a point of trying to make that performance in May. We will list all of Ed's upcoming performances of both God Help Us and Man and His Prostate. We'll list that on our website. We'll post that on our social media pages. You also have an upcoming performance of God Help Us in June in your hometown of Kansas City. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, sure. I don't have that much information on it, but I look forward to it.
Well, I've got all the information. It's going to be part of the Here Now Festival in Kansas City, herenowfestival.org. We'll post that date and all the other dates on our website, televisionconfidential.com. We're talking about your social media, your photo on your Twitter page and on your social media page. You also posted a photo. It's a freeze frame of the final score of this year's Super Bowl, which you posted on the night the Kansas City won the Super Bowl this year.
Hail to the Chiefs.
Hail to the Chiefs. I hadn't read Son of a Junk Man yet, Ed. So I thought you were rooting for Kansas City because they're playing the 49ers and the Rams fans don't like the 49ers. But I did not realize until I read your book that being a Kansas City boy, that was a moment of great pride.
I think of Kansas City as when I talk to the coastal survivors, as a gentle place to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I encountered prejudice, yeah, but it was mild compared to what people encounter on both coasts. So I'm fond of Kansas City.
And as you talk about in Son of a Junk Man, I mean, you're grateful that because your father worked as hard as he did, your family was relatively better off than a lot of the other families growing up in the West Mines.
Yeah. He was a rotten carpenter, but he tried.
Well, he may have been a rotten carpenter, but he was a good junk man. Although, as you say, junk man, a junk man is someone who recognizes values in things that are discarded.
Yeah, he was a good provider.
He was a good provider, and he would often find buried treasures in some of the things that he would get for nothing.
As would I. I mean, I would love to go through the books when I came in, when people cleaned out houses and brought books in. And I got myself an Alexander Pope, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
1850 edition of the Iliad. Leather bound, mm-hmm. beautiful copy. So there are treasures.
There are treasures. And then fast forward about 10 or 15 years, one of your first acting roles was in one of the classics. You did Antigone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, that was one of the early productions that you worked with Mike Nichols.
And around that same period, but not that production.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a good guy.
Yeah. Mike Nichols, you know, in addition to being a great comic performer and improvisational actor, was also a great director. I have found that some of the best directors are directors who also know what it means to be an actor. What do you think about that, Ed?
I absolutely agree. Sidney...
Pollack.
Pollack. Names are starting to escape me.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Thank God you're here. Sidney Pollack was a beautiful actor.
Yeah.
And he did a great job in... What was the film that he was the agent for?
Tootsie.
Tootsie, yeah. He directed Tootsie and he acted in it too. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Sidney Lumet was pretty good too.
Yes. And you've got a couple of good stories about working with Leo Penn early in your career. Leo Penn was one of the directors that you put a gold star next to.
Yeah. Leo was a beautiful, beautiful actor. Wonderful, and he was a great director. He certainly was an influence on me.
On the line with us is Ed Asner. Ed Asner, 8-time Emmy Award-winning actor and an enduring presence in stage, film, and television for more than 60 years. Ed's new book, Son of a Junk Man, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood, is a charming, funny, and often very poignant look at his life and career, from his colorful childhood as the son of a junk man in Kansas City to his spectacular acting career, which spans the golden age of film and television and continues to this day. Son of a Junk Man, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Ed can currently be seen as town boss James Staghorn Sr. on the USA Network series Briar Patch. You will soon be seen on Grace and Frankie on Netflix. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. What are the things you talk about in Son of a Junk Man, Ed, is how some of the best directors are often teachers or coaches, in that when you work with a Leo Penn or a Sidney Lumet, you're an actor, you're professional, you know what you're doing, but like a good teacher, like a good coach, a good director will draw something out or maybe push you to do something that maybe you hadn't thought of doing before.
What was the film that Pollock directed me in with Anne Bancroft? I can't remember what he told me in directing me, but I certainly felt his presence strongly.
The Slender Thread.
The Slender Thread, that's right, damn it.
The Slender Thread.
That's talking about the slender thread of life.
Well, there are moments when we all look at the slender thread of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I understand that in a way we owe your casting as Lou Grant on The Moore Show. I understand that we owe a thank you to not only Ethel Winant of CBS, but also Richard Crenna.
Richard Crenna?
Yes. There was a perception that even though you had done a lot of comedy on stage, you hadn't done a lot of comedy on film. So there was a perception that you were a dramatic actor, you were not a funny actor. But Richard Crenna, he vouched for you being a funny person.
Well, I've never heard that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry he's no longer with us. I'd like to thank him in person. But I did his series.
Slattery's People.
Yeah. And he was great to work with. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm going to jog your memory on this. You did a lot of episodic television in the 60s. You did a lot of TV movies in the 60s, you know, before you did the Mary Tyler Moore Show. In one of our previous conversations, Ed, we talked about the many things you did for Quinn Martin. I was not aware of this. You did a movie for Quinn Martin called House on Green Apple Road.
Yeah.
And I understand that also, I mean, Grant Tinker saw that movie and thought of you for Mary Tyler Moore as a result of that.
Yeah. House on Green Apple Road, I played a schmuck of a cop.
When you're cast as a schmuck, my guess is the key to your performance is to not think of them as a schmuck. It's just to think of the essence of what they need to do for you to portray in their performance.
Yeah, well, what a guy who does a good job. Well, let me see here now. Slightly removed.
Yeah.
A dunderhead.
Are you talking about me or are you talking about the character?
Oh, I wouldn't say that about you until after the show.
Ed Asner will be back next week for part two of our conversation, among other things. Ed will talk about playing the voice of Carl Fredrickson in Pixar's Up and why the experience of making Up was one of the most meaningful of the last 20 years of his career. That's coming up next week on TV Confidential. In the meantime, Son of a Junk Man, My Life from the West Bottoms of Kansas City to the Bright Lights of Hollywood by Ed Asner is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Ed Asner will also be touring both God Help Us, the political comedy in which he plays God Almighty, and A Man and His Prostate, the critically acclaimed one-man show that was written by Ed's longtime friend and fellow Mary Tyler Moore Show collaborator, Ed Weinberger. Ed will be performing God Help Us at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan on Sunday, April 5th at the Brewer Performing Arts Center in Brewer, Maine on Friday, April 10th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan on Saturday, April 18th at the American Theater in Hampton Arts, Virginia on Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th at the Solvang Theater Festival in Solvang, California on Saturday, May 2nd, and at the Here Now Festival in Kansas City, Missouri on Thursday, June 11th. For more information, to book God Help Us at a venue near you, go to godhelpus.net, godhelpus.net. Ed Asner will be performing A Man and His Prostate at the Hoyt Theater in San Rafael, California on Saturday, March 14th, the Temple Theater in Sanford, North Carolina on Tuesday, April 28th, and the Astor Theater in Jasper, Indiana on Saturday, June 20th. For more information on A Man and His Prostate, to book the play at a venue near you, go to amanandhisprostate.com, amanandhisprostate.com. You can follow Ed Asner on Twitter Instagram, and on Facebook. Ed Asner will be back next week for part two of our conversation. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out, then Greg Airbar will join us for our DVD report next on TV Confidential. Ed Robertson, along with our friend Donna Allen Figueroa, who I understand has a new book out.
Yes, it's entitled Fall Again, Beginnings. It's the first part of a four-part contemporary romantic series set against the background of working actors.
Something that you know a thing or two
Well,
about.
You write what you know, and I have been working in the business for several years.
It is not necessarily autobiographical, but it's based on...
Sure, many of the experiences that the actors in my book have, many have happened to me, many have happened to friends of mine. It's not, if you're looking for Valley of the Dolls, it's not. It's grounded in reality.
It is grounded in reality, and it's the first in a series.
Yes.
Called the Fall Again series.
Fall Again.
Which is available as a paperback as well as an ebook and in Kindle. At fallagainseries.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin saving today. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare, call and see if we can help you. At the Timeshare Exit Hotline, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this complimentary free call and learn how our honest partners can help anyone, anywhere, legally get out of their timeshare nightmare.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This portion of TV Confidential is sponsored by The Misadventures of Biffle and Schuster, the hilarious side-splitting new DVD available through Kino Lorber. Thanks for powering our stream.
Become an advertiser or underwriter of TV Confidential and let our brand help promote your brand. To find out more, go to televisionconfidential.com/advertise.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.